already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jeffersonians. It's that time of day again.
It is. It's another Sunday, and here we be again.
And here we be again.
And again.
Sundays are coming a little too fast.
It does seem to be picking up speed, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll get kind of a quiet fall and winter. I somehow doubt it, but there's always hope.
Wait. Say that one more time. What is in your coffee?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
little pixie dust flying
although
around.
They're saying that it's supposed to be a really wet winter.
Yeah, El Nino.
Yeah. So.
Well, here's to crossing fingers, knocking on wood.
We'll see.
We need rain.
Yeah. Well, I remember the, what was it, the 96-97 El Nino right in there. I was living over in Humboldt County at the time and had some buddies that were riding their jet skis through downtown Fortuna. Because of the water.
That's funny.
It was quite a bit of fun.
Yeah, I remember I was visiting my aunt, my uncle down in Yuba City, and when the levee broke in 96.
Yeah.
It would have been late 96, early 97.
Yeah.
And the levees broke, and you had to take everything and put it up in your attic, and then you evacuated some parts of the city because, you know, levees. You know, the infrastructure of California is kind of going downhill. Always has been.
Well, I'm sure that the powers that be down in Sacramento are being forethoughtful about this than the weather projections that are coming and preparing, right?
Well, yeah. I think it was a Modern Marvels episode or something like that my husband was watching, and it was maybe 2 years ago now. And they were talking.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the levees down in Sac and how they're 20 or 30 years overdue for being redone and all that. So we'll see. Hopefully with an El Nino winter on its way that they might be set up with the Army Corps engineers or something before.
Well, I mean, we need some water in the reservoirs. That's for certain.
Yeah.
So.
And snowpack.
Yeah.
We really need snowpack, actually.
It's supposed to be warm and wet. So we'll see. Hopefully up top we can get some snow in there and, because I don't know how we make it through another summer like this.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not that hot.
Well, we still need the
nice
water.
It's been nice for the last couple weeks.
And with good old Moonbeam dumping it as fast as he can in the ocean.
I'm just glad that the smelt will live long enough that my son can see what they are.
Yeah, so that my son will starve because there's no farms or ranches left.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, anyways, now that we've had
that's
our little...
long intro. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I think today we kind of wanted to go over the process and the representation.
Yeah, kind of an overview again for you.
Again, because I was out last night. Had a guy that had a birthday, and you know, birthday in Jefferson means you're sitting on the bottom of the lake in a mud pit with about 12 trucks at midnight watching them go through the mud. When I was out there, I was talking to a lot of the people out there. They're all big Jefferson supporters and NorCal off-roaders. I guess they get about 620 members, and, you know, they deal with a lot of the things that California and the federal government are doing. You know, they're the ones that are dealing with the Forest Service trying to shut off roads, things like that, and mm-hmm. that are being impacted and harmed. And so I had a great chance to talk to a lot of people about coordination and Jefferson. And I was surprised at the level of knowledge some of them had.
Yeah.
And
well, most people don't give rednecks very much credit.
Redneck don't mean dumb.
Yeah.
And what it is they understand that they're being directly harmed by California. Mm-hmm. They understand that we can't do anything about it because of our lack of representation and that we need to restore our representation. What they seemed to be murky on was the process of how we get our representation back.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be a good idea to kind of touch on that. Explain how it works. And then we have a recent letter to the Record Searchlight from a guy that uses big words to try and sound smart, but once you dig into the letter and the actual facts of things, his argument kind of comes apart and the wheels fall off. So we'll get into that too. But essentially, I think that we should maybe kind of go over explaining the process and mm-hmm. what's involved in a Section 3 or Article 4, Section 3 state split. Okay. According to the Constitution of the United States of America, you can petition to form a new state from the part of one state or two states.
Yes.
Okay. You can petition to do that, and the only requirements is that the state legislature mm-hmm. approves it and the Congress of the United States approves
by it. By a majority vote of one individual.
Yes. By 51%, the governor's not involved, the president's not involved, the attorney general's not involved, no one. The state legislature and the Congress of the United States, and if they approve,
mm-hmm.
bang, your new state.
Yep.
Literally, it's that simple. Now, the process that we have, though, and, you know, since we're all new to splitting the state, we're not experts in state splitting because it hasn't been done in 150 years. So this has been a process of learning for us, too, and there was discussion and determination. What is the best way to petition
mm-hmm.
to do that? I mean, if we were to go forward and say, you know, I, Red Smith, and Kayla Brown, and you know, and Mark Baird, and whoever, petition the state of California to form a new state out of these counties, they'd probably look at us like we were a two-headed cow.
Yeah.
You know, they would have no idea. So the thought process was, well, do we do a popular vote, you know, to withdraw? And then you look at the 92-93 process where that was done and actually overwhelmingly passed in 27 counties that wanted to depart California, and the California Senate ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then you're looking at the process going, okay, how do we do this? And what was set upon is direct declarations from the counties themselves, either as the people of that county or the county directly through the Board of Supervisors, because the counties are a legal entity that has standing and the capability of directly petitioning the legislature for something. Okay,
mm-hmm.
As the letter that we're going to address later gets into, they claim that a county is not sovereign, and there's some real murky thought going on there, and
mm-hmm.
we'll get into that later. So we began the process of going county by county to get petitions. Of course, Siskiyou and Modoc County were the first to go, and they made their declarations and basically said that we are not being represented, we are being caused harm, we are petitioning our state legislature to redress our representation
mm-hmm.
and allow us to form a new state because that's the way that we're going to redress our representation, mm-hmm. which also happens to be illegal under the Constitution of the United States of America. And that's something that we'll get into in the letter that's concerned, because the argument is as well, the Supreme Court has decided that's the law of the land and it's settled law. Well, okay, number one, the Supreme Court doesn't get to decide anything is
they
law
don't
or
make
not.
Law.
Okay, they issue an opinion about whether a law is constitutional or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then to say that the Supreme Court has never gotten anything wrong or reversed itself, hence you ever read Dred Scott? So anyways, we'll get into that. But they recognize that we have an illegal form of government in the state of California because Article 4, Section 4 says that the federal government is to ensure that each state government has a Republican form of government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we are the Republic of California, which is kind of ironic.
Well, not anymore. We're the Soviet of California.
Well,
but
just remember, it is the Republic of China as well.
It is. And the People's Democratic Republic of North Korea. And yeah, where was I? The Republican form of government in the state. Is, and what they mean by Republican form is alternative representation. And I mean, there's so many things to back this up, and the exact thought process of our forefathers when they talked about Republican form of government. And there was a big argument between, do we have a democratic form of government? Do we have a Republican form of government? And they're not talking about the elephant and the donkey like we have today. The difference is, when you have representation, and one of the big arguments was, okay, do we base those representative officials upon population or equality? How do we do this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you had the Connecticut Compromise, because we almost did not have a Constitution of the United States of America over the exact issue that we're arguing.
Yeah.
You know, for
2 weeks, the argument played out
in
Philadelphia. It was a big deal because they had just come from a situation with England and the king where they were members without any say. So they were not equal citizens. They were sub-citizens of the crown. So when it came to this argument, the Three-Fifths Compromise is part of the Connecticut Compromise and all that. When it came to Roger Sherman, who was the architect of that, him being from Connecticut went, no, everything has to be equal. So we're going to have one house. That's population to make the big states happy. One house that is equal proportionally to make the small states happy. So each state got their two representatives so that you would have that equal balance. Because if it becomes simple majority rule, your minority rights are lost. You have mm-hmm. mob rule. You can legalize anything from murder, because that's what happened in France. When they went to their republic after the French Revolution, they actually legalized murder at one point. So that's why you have to have this balance of majority rule and minority rights. And that's where the republic was so unique and why we really need to go back to that. Because as you see in California, you have majority rule. And, mm-hmm. oh, you live in rural counties? Well, tough.
Yeah.
Move to the city.
Give us everything that you have, and we'll return scraps to you and tell you that you should be happy about it.
Yeah.
Well, it is. And it is the fundamental understanding of republic and what they mean by republican form of government that is so vital to our argument.
Mm-hmm.
And to casually disregard it and say, oh, yeah, well, the Supreme Court didn't like that. Well, I'm sorry.
Well, I think the Supreme Court didn't like starting in 17.
Yeah.
You know. 84.
So that's not the way that it works. So these counties now have this fundamental understanding that we do not have the form of government that's guaranteed to us. We've successfully mm-hmm. made that argument to the counties. They understand we are subject to a government that is unconstitutional in the state of California. They are petitioning for redress of that,
mm-hmm.
and their solution, their remedy to that, is more representation.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you look at the dynamic of the numbers of what that representation means to have successful representation, you have a legislature that is so massive that the only solution is to split the state.
Yeah.
And allow...
Because you can't have 1,000 people in your assembly.
No. And we'd be looking at somewhere like 1,200 in the assembly
yeah.
and to 58 in the Senate. And it just... The numbers they don't work to be a cohesive form of government. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
And we got to get off to our first break here, I think, but we'll come back to that and kind of keep explaining the process and why.
Yeah, so if you have any questions about anything that we've said so far, definitely feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room today. It's at kcnr1460.com.
Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California. A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world to its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up an ox. Speak front. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High fire and a fire. Representatives have engaged in a government for hire and a combat site. Left and west are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Keep my team reporters.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we're hoping to slow down that end of the world as we know it with a little bit of that L word that we try not to use when we're on the radio.
Oh, but logic is just such a powerful weapon.
It is, but, you know, some people just, you know, you
They're
can hit
immune.
Them in the face with it and they just don't see it coming.
They're completely immune. to logic. Maybe they've been vaccinated.
They've been vaccinated
against logic. So, all right, so we're here and we're kind of quickly trying to explain the method that we're going on here. So we now have counties petitioning the state of California directly for separation for the reasons that we've outlined.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at that point, when we have enough counties or the counties have spoken that want to leave,
mm-hmm.
we cause legislation to go to the legislature,
mm-hmm.
and then they vote on it.
One Democrat, one Republican.
Yes, and we have those already.
Yep.
In both houses. So that happens, and then from there, the process becomes kind of a what if, and we have an answer for each what if. Okay, so they pass the legislation.
Yay!
We begin the couple to 3 year process of doing the umpteen million different things and minutiae that's going to be required to separate a state and setting up a government and all of those things. The process begins.
Yeah.
It's not they pass it, oh, howdy, your state, you're on your own.
Yeah,
see
everybody changed the flags and the seals. We're all good.
Yeah.
There's a process to it. But you will be your own state.
You will be your own state. And then there will be a constitutional convention where
mm-hmm.
representatives from the county will be sent to draft the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, number two, and possibly more likely, they refuse. Okay. If they refuse at that time, they have caused direct harm directly as a legislative body and refused representation according to the Constitution, which gives us the harm that we need to be the third leg in a federal challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not only that, but the counties as entities, which are capable of suit against the state, suit against the federal government, now have standing in that argument. That's the process, and that's the why we have chosen that process, to do it in that manner. So now to the letter to the editor in the Record Searchlight from a Jeffrey Gonzalez of Reading.
Mm-hmm.
It says, one of the greatest myths from the Jeffersonians is they could overturn Reynolds versus Sims. Reynolds versus Sims was a U.S. Supreme Court case where it was held that all state senates must be apportioned by population and not by county. That's
mm-hmm.
not technically what Reynolds versus Sims said.
Yeah.
It was in a manner. And to say that we could not overturn that is kind of an argument. Why could we not overturn it? Are Supreme Court decisions final? They've never been overturned before. The amendment that Reynolds versus Sims is based on, the 14th Amendment, our amendments never been overturned? Have they never gone, hey, yeah, we kind of got that one wrong and been removed?
Several of them.
Yes. So to make the argument that we couldn't, he doesn't really qualify why we couldn't here. He says, they claim that we have a case because the northern counties have been harmed by population apportionment. Well, we absolutely have been harmed by population apportionment.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on further to say their primary argument is that the federal Senate apportions two senators per state, and therefore counties should also be equal in state legislature. It is true that the federal Senate apportions two senators per state, but the Supreme Court has already affirmed the apportionment in Reynolds versus Sims. No, they haven't, because they've actually overturned themselves several times since Reynolds versus Sims, where in Saylor versus Tulare Water, they actually said, yes, trees and rocks can represent votes, which means geography can represent votes and represent communities, as long as it's not done prejudicially.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then you look at the case of Wyoming, and I believe it was Brown versus Thompson
mm-hmm.
for Niobrara County, where Niobrara County was basically districted out. They lost their representation, and the Supreme Court said, no, absolutely each of these entities is owed at least one representative. Okay? So to say that it's set law, that it's defined out clearly, that's not true, because the Supreme Court has gone against itself in Reynolds versus Sims more than once.
But even then, even taking that all the way back to the beginning, the Supreme Court cannot, will not, shall not, has not, and never will make law.
That's right. Or determine our form of government. How can how can a body that is created by the contract, that is the Constitution, say, well, we don't like the contract.
We're
going to
change
it. We, who exist only because this contract authorizes us to exist, are going to supersede that contract because we say so. It's a straw man argument. It's nonsense.
Yes.
So then we get on to, let's see, where was I with this letter? He also says that the Supreme Court has found that each state is a sovereign entity. Actually, no, the Constitution declares that they're a sovereign entity. The court does not find that.
Well, the states created the federal Constitution, so yes. How can the creation be greater than the creators?
And he claims that the Supreme Court has said that counties are not sovereign. I'm not sure where he's coming up with that argument. I would like to see what case or what he's referring to in this, that counties are not sovereign. But that's ridiculous. Is a county capable of being sued? Can a county be sued by the federal government, by the state government? Can a county sue the state government or the federal government? Can the county pass law under the Constitution? That is a sovereign entity.
Yes.
Okay? To make the case that, the Supreme Court has even upheld that you, an individual, are sovereign. That you, the individual, has the right to exercise the Tenth Amendment. Okay? And any... Mm-hmm. Okay, so what essentially is a county? It is an incorporation of the will of the people with representatives assigned by the will of the people to represent them. Mm-hmm. So if the people are sovereign and the county is simply an extension of the people's will, how can you make the argument the county's not sovereign? You're insane. Any form or
purposefully obtuse.
Purposefully obtuse. I would subject to you that any governmental entity that is formed through the will of the people becomes sovereign by its mere incorporation. I don't know how you could argue against that. Okay? And then he goes on further to say, without equal apportionment in one house, the United States would have never existed. Actually, we existed before the Constitution under the Articles of Confederation. So, again, Mr. Gonzalez, I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
Your revisionist history is a little bit...
Yeah, your Howard Zinn's a little shaky. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, finally, the court... we covered that. And he says, finally, the court found that counties are not sovereign, but merely convenient subdivisions that carry out state duties. That's incorrect. We're capable of making our own county ordinances, passing our own laws at county level. You mentioned the French earlier and the French Revolution and how it didn't work because it was direct democracy. Mm-hmm. And Alex de Tocqueville was sent to America to find out what are these people doing and getting it right. And his his answer was the townships, which are the counties. American democracy worked. American Republic worked because of the county. It's actually the linchpin of our entire republic. And to say that it's not sovereign in any way, shape, or form is just asinine. It's like me saying, the sky's not really blue. And then not defending that in any way or qualifying it or anything and then just scampering away.
I hate it when people use that example. Because it depends on where you are on the planet.
See?
I'm sorry. Sometimes it can be green. I think sometimes it can even be purple, depending on the rays of the sun and all that. I'm not sciencey, but...
Well, technically, the sky's clear. It's without color.
Yeah.
But, anyways. The last part that really kind of gets me.
Yeah.
If the Jeffersonians believed they had a case, they would have already petitioned the Supreme Court with a writ of my Latin's terrible.
Certiorari, I think it is.
Thank you. But they aren't putting their lawsuit where their mouths are, which is a clear indicator that it's hogwash. Okay, let me ask a question. We've been in this process, what, about a year and a half?
Almost 2 years now. September.
September will be 2 years.
Yeah. I would say Hunter was just a baby when we started.
Yeah, so okay. We're in between that year and a half, 2 year mark.
Yeah.
Okay. At the beginning of this, a year ago, mm-hmm. okay, if we're willing to take it to a Supreme Court decision, what should we have done a year and a half ago? I said, you know what? Mark Baird and Kayla Brown and Red Smith and Terry Raposa and Liz Bowen and all of these other people that are involved in the State of Jefferson movement are suing the state of California and the U.S. Supreme Court for representation.
So we're going to fly to D.C. and walk right into the Supreme Court building and hand a writ down on the table mm-hmm. in front of those nine wonderful justices.
Under what standing?
Yeah.
Involving what counties?
Yeah.
Who wants out?
Uh-huh.
Who wants to stay? Under what terms? And the first thing is that the court's yeah. going to ask is, have you attempted to remedy this outside of the court?
No.
Well, no. No, we just
kind of... We're just paddling.
Yeah. Okay, so to say that we're unwilling to follow through with a lawsuit and that we're just kind of making it up because we haven't done it already, under what basis are you making that judgment? You know, you seem very convenient, Mr. Gonzalez, to kind of armchair lawyer this thing. I would think that you would have a better understanding of things that you require standing to go to court.
Mm-hmm.
Harm has to be caused directly. Mm-hmm. There has to be a remedy and a solution. Mm-hmm. You actually have to have petitioners in a lawsuit. And that takes a great deal of time. It takes a great deal of money that has to be collected.
Education.
Reasonability of it.
Yeah.
And we might even be able to force this thing through the legislature. We're following the process as outlined by the Constitution. Yeah. I'm sorry if you seem to have an issue with the Constitution and its process yeah. and think that we're somehow unwilling to do what we have to do because we haven't followed that process.
Well, I think that's the other thing, too, that really bothers me about this letter is, well, you're unhappy. Why not just sue them? Because we're a sue-happy country and we get mad when a hot pickle falls out of a hamburger?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. How about you fix your own problems using the legal framework that our forefathers set before us? And if that then doesn't work, if they ignore you, if they basically say, hey, peon, go away, which is pretty much what California does anyway, then you escalate it.
Exactly.
What are we, five? I mean, come on, guys. You can't just go straight and sue everybody. That doesn't happen. That doesn't work. Adults aren't supposed to act that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's Mr. Gonzalez's letter sounds very good until you take the time to investigate it and realize it's mm-hmm. absolutely backed by no evidence, no data, no reference to any sources. He just basically got up there and said, oh, Jimmy, blah, 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 and
was this
it.
Printed in the Wretched Flashlight?
Of course it was.
Well, then that's why. You don't need evidence to print anything in that rag.
That's true.
So. There's that.
Well, we better get ourselves off to our...
Our next break here.
So it's going to be, we'll be coming yeah. back in just a minute before we get going
yeah.
too much on this. But we're going to be cleaning up this letter and,
yeah.
and some of the things in it.
Yeah.
And it's nonsensical. The two that stick with me is, oh, okay, it's nonsense that they're going to do a lawsuit because they haven't done it yet. Okay, yeah, whatever, pal. And then yeah. the other one is counties are not sovereign. And it's just crazy.
Well, in California, a person isn't sovereign anymore. Talk about the vaccine bill.
I know.
Yeah. So
time for 51.
It's way overdue for 51. If you have any questions or comments about anything that we've talked about so far, definitely feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room, which is actually really and truly hopping this morning at kcnr1460.com.
Are you coming to the tree? Pretend.
you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
KCNR 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
We have the best music.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't need you no more.
Oh. That's funny.
Well, we have Terry on line one.
We do. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Vaccinated for logic?
Yes, I think they've been vaccinated for logic.
I love you, Red. That's got to be, that is now officially Red 411. That was amazing. Sally and I laughed for, it was great. Anyway, what an absolutely perfect and articulate explanation of what we're doing in Jefferson. Good job, you two.
Thank you.
Well put. I think that people probably should go back to this and archive it, go back to it, and take notes off it. It was the perfect explanation. You hit it on the head, and the gentleman who wrote the letter is so misled, has no facts, just doesn't know what he's talking about. And it's amazing that that stuff can get published. But I guess that's a good thing. Someone probably ought to write a letter and basically state what Red said, because I think the Record Searchlight will only publish a letter if, in fact, you're a subscriber. Isn't that correct?
I believe so.
So if you don't want to take their paper, you don't have a voice in their paper.
And from several Jefferson supporters that I have talked to that have sent pro-Jefferson letters in, even though they subscribe to the paper, they don't get printed.
Yeah, I have also heard that. Anyway, Monday night at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the Tea Party, 2570 Bonnie View Road,
Destiny
Congressman
Fellowship.
Doug LaMalfa will be in to answer your questions.
And we have
he
many.
He will be there to answer your questions. We have to start holding our employees, which he is one, accountable to answer questions, not to dance around questions, not to answer an innuendo, but to answer our questions. And I hope, folks, that when you show up, you do ask those questions. And I hope that people, when they do ask, they ask questions. This won't be about statements.
No.
It'll simply be about the questions.
No. We don't need people's opinion so much as we would like to hear reasons from our congressman why.
Yeah.
And factual, actual reasons, not reference to some website that has a dog in the hunt that's going to make money on the legislation that we're discussing.
Yeah.
Yes, millions and millions of dollars. But, you know, also, you know, money being taken by certain people for their vote. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on in Congress that we all are aware of. But at this point, if we don't stand up and start calling people on it, and I also want to make a comment about what I've heard the other day. A caller called in to Carl Bott saying there was LaMalfa bashing. Well, I went back and listened to the conversation that Trish Clark, Carl Bott, and myself had. There was no Congressman LaMalfa bashing. It was we were all asking questions. The closest thing to that was Trish Clark and the comment she made that, you know, we can only hope that he'll tell the truth. So, you know, basically what we want to do is hold these people accountable. This is not a kingdom. We are not subjects. This is a republic. And as Kayla said earlier in the program, since when does the creation control the creator?
Never.
6 o'clock Monday night. You guys are amazing, you two. That was just an amazing explanation. So I hope that people out there who are listening will heed what Red said. He does use logic and common sense, as does Kayla, because we have not gotten that vaccination.
That's right.
Have a great day, you two.
You too.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
And, you know, it is. And we didn't encompass anything. I mean, everything. Because it's so difficult to explain every little detail and every question that somebody has into it. And I encourage anybody that is interested or curious about it or has any questions, get on to SOJ51.net.
Yeah.
There is a plethora of resources there.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't get you through to what you need, go on Facebook by your county and say, you know, Shasta County for State of Jefferson or Plumas County for State of Jefferson or anything, and post a question on there. And I guarantee you there are tens of thousands of people that are willing to answer your questions or can get you in touch with somebody that can help you with it.
And that's the key. Is we've had questions this morning in the chat room about healthcare coverage and the ACA and exchanges and all that, way above my pay grade. But if we weren't able to answer your questions in the chat room this morning, email Mark Baird, email Steve, email anybody in the Sage Jefferson movement. And we will get you in touch with the experts in that field. I mean, we have people in every single field going, hey, Jefferson's amazing. This is how much better my particular field will be because of Jefferson.
My suggestion and the fastest way to do it is go to your county Facebook page.
Your county Facebook page,
just type your question, your comment on there. Somebody will grab a hold of you and talk. And if they can't, they'll keep trickling you up the chain until we can find somebody that can help you. Because I've seen it so many times. Somebody will be like, hey, what about this? And in minutes, there's 15 comments.
Yeah.
You know, or, hey, I don't know, but I know so-and-so who can get a hold of so-and-so.
Yep.
It's very communal.
Yeah.
So.
And that's what Jefferson's all about. It's all about people helping people and getting back to that sense of community that you don't really have anymore. But we do have another caller on the line before the break.
Okay.
We've got 2 minutes. Good morning, Josh. How are you this morning?
Good day, good day. I don't know. Can you hear me?
We can. You're a little bit in a tunnel or something.
Yeah, I got a new phone, and the thing, everybody says that it sounds half as good as my last one.
What kind of phone
anyways,
is it?
Anyways, I'm not here to say again. No, I don't want to waste your time. I was having a hard time even wanting to call in because I don't want to waste anybody's time. I know it's the last of the moment. I was the one talking about the Affordable Care Act. I'm a health insurance agent.
Okay.
I've inherited my mom's I've inherited our family agency over the last 2-3 years because of her health and because of the Affordable Care Act. We had agents that were there for 19 years, 14 years that had just left, not because we couldn't pay them so much, but because they just didn't want to deal with the Affordable Care Act. So when I ask questions like, I'm wondering, when all of our clients in Northern California or soon to be Jefferson, let's say, they wouldn't be having, like I said, contracts that were written for the state of California through these carriers. And how would that work? Would I have to all of a sudden lose all those and contact those contacts and quickly rewrite them for our new commissioner or our new Department of Insurance for the state of Jefferson, which
a lot
is
yet
to be created? I don't know.
And
I know
these
are a lot of large questions, but these are things that really affect my four-year-old and my wife. And it does all look very positive to me because I do want to get rid of Covered California, to tell you the truth, out of my life, to the point where I'm looking to move to another state just to escape this.
Yeah, we've heard that
so
a lot.
When I learned about Jefferson, it was very much like, wow, I'm ready to fly the flag out in front of my house. I'm ready to watch every video and learn as much as I can because, to tell you the truth, it looks like an out.
Well, one of the things, and we only have a couple of minutes to do this.
I don't want to waste your time. I feel like I have too complex of a situation. That's why sometimes I want to talk to you offline or, you know.
Yeah, well, just go to your county page.
Get my number offline and say hello to me, or I'll give it to you in the chat. And,
go to Facebook, go to your county page, put your specific question on there. But we can go ahead and answer this in a little more detail right after the break. So if we go to break right now, then we can come back and answer that question in just a couple of minutes here, and we can kind of round out the hour with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some things I'd love to say to people online, like what this brought me to is when you said representation. I've called Ted Gaines many a time. He was the one person attempted to assume try and sue Covered California at one time in the beginning. But I've called and called, and like you said, no response. I call about the dirt bike trails. I get a response.
Hey, Josh,
we've got
to get to a break. Can you hold?
Right. Bless you. You guys have a good day. Thanks for what you do.
Okay. All right. So if you, we'll go ahead and round out the question, talk about the health care coverage right after this break and contracts, because contracts is a major thing. So we'll go ahead and do that in just a couple minutes. You can always ask us questions in our chat room at KCNR1460.com.
Extremely complex deal in two minutes.
In 2 minutes. We'll be right back.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than 7 East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we do not start the fires.
No, no, we don't. We just kind of dump gasoline on them.
We had a question right before the break about the Affordable Care Act, about health insurance coverage. More importantly, I think, about contracts. Mm-hmm. And Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution actually states that, you know, in the event of any kind of state split or anything like that, contracts are to be upheld. So what I've heard, what I've been telling people, because we are a moral people, we should uphold all contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So in the event of the state of Jefferson coming to fruition, in the case of the legal question about contracts with the state of California, there's no reason why we couldn't simply duplicate it, say Jefferson, and
just
done.
Just a lateral transfer.
Lateral transfer. Same thing with licensure and all that.
What's been said many times is if you can qualify for the insanity in California, you should be more than good to qualify in the state of Jefferson. And then your contracts with people in the state of California,
mm-hmm.
state of Jefferson would have no issue with you mm-hmm. writing those contracts. So ultimately, the question would be the state of California and how they come down on it.
And it is the state of California, and we cannot help or hinder what California does.
Yes.
Because we have no representation in California, even if we are the state of Jefferson.
Of course, you know, if they did things to cause us harm, like not allow our businesses to write contracts in their state or mm-hmm. tried to void our businesses' contracts in their states, we could do things like not give them water.
Not give them water.
Yeah. So it's not like we wouldn't be able to negotiate on more than a firm footing with the state of California to ensure that our businesses are protected and that we see good back and forth and
quid
pro quo.
Well, that's kind of the thing that I see a lot of times is people go, I know Jefferson would uphold the contract. I don't know if California would.
We'll choke them off.
Here's your sign. You want to know what's wrong with California? Well, you don't think they'll uphold the law.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. So how can, there is no other option.
Well, there are viable options.
You can sue in that situation.
Tell the state of California, okay, well, you don't want to honor our guys' insurance contracts. No CARB-compliant truck can pass through Jefferson.
If you have a filter, it's too dangerous to be on our highways.
Yes, it is. It actually should be.
Yeah, it should.
But anyways, to finish up on representation and Mr. Gonzalez's letter, I think I could sum up Mr. Gonzalez's letter of thank you for your opinion. Thank you for the brief surface research that you did to make a fairly flimsy argument.
They were complete sentences and everything was spelled properly.
And if you are issuing this and that you don't understand the process and you're looking for clarification, I offer you, get a hold of us. If you're doing it to simply as an attack piece, do me a favor, research a little more, practice a little bit better. We have more fun when it's harder to take your argument apart. But until that time, the people that say that it can't be done should probably just be quiet and get out of the way of the people that are doing it. So.
Well, I can't really argue with that. That was well nuanced, Robert. I'm very proud of you.
I know. It was a full sentence and everything.
No Bob drop buttons needed
Bob
to be done.
Bob didn't have to hit the button on me or anything.
Man. So just to remind everybody, Doug LaMalfa will be at 2570 South Bonneview Road here in Reading tomorrow night. Questions will start at 6:15. I don't think there's any speech or anything at the beginning. I think it's straight questions from what Terry said at Freedom in Action yesterday.
Okay. So, we will be going straight to questions because we believe that we're going to have a large turnout.
Yes.
I mean,
there's a lot of questions.
There's a lot to go over.
Yes.
There is a ton of things to go over, and we really want the people to get their their answers first.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we got time for Doug to bring forward some things. But we think it's the most vital, important thing is that people get their answers of what's going on with the representative. Yeah.
So if you're wondering about the TPP and the TPA, listen to Sovereign Minds last week. They had a wonderful show from, I think it was like 9 to 11, where they actually talked about it.
Yes.
And, of course, that nuclear Iran deal got signed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that'll be a lot of questions on that, too.
We have a new EPA in Forestry Bill.
Yes.
There's a lot out there.
So if you don't know what's going on, just come and listen to the questions. Get to know your congressman. So, this is the Jefferson State of Mind, and it is definitely overdue for you to make it yours.
Absolutely.
Jeffersonian.
Keep the sunny side up.
We'll see you next week.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel's prime minister is blasting the nuclear deal with Iran, even as the Obama administration claims the Jewish state will be safe.
Ayatollah Khamenei, the ruler of Iran, the dictator in Tehran, is saying that he's going to continue his battle against the United States and his worldwide terrorism. I think we shouldn't give them a reward. This deal paves Iran's path to a nuclear arsenal.
Benjamin Netanyahu, a guest on CBS TV's Face the Nation program this morning. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is flying to Israel today for talks. President Obama's approval ratings being hurt by a pessimistic outlook on the economy.
According to a new AP-GFK poll, the president's approval rating stands at 43%. That's down a few points from earlier in the year, and economic gloom may be the reason why. Nearly a quarter of Americans say the economy has worsened in the past month, and 57% describe economic conditions as